12. We'll get it. And I do thank you guys for helping me draw that great picture of the body. We'll get it. I'll start. If you want to turn to your written word, we start on 1 Corinthians 12:12. For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of that body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For we were all baptized, one spirit, into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all given the Spirit to drink. That sounds like what we heard in the word, wasn't it? Indeed, the body is not one part, but it's many parts. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it is not for that reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it is not for that reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, can you guys imagine an eye rolling down the street? And that way your body? Do you think you could get much done if you were just rolling down the street as an eye? Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, we're not just an eye, are we? And again, if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it is not for that reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? Would you be able to hear with your eyeball? No. You'd have to read lips and learn sign language, but you wouldn't have any hands to do the sign language with, would you? Where would that sense of smell be? If we only had an eye, we wouldn't be able to smell, would we? Wouldn't be able to smell the flowers in the springtime or the stinky pigs or any of those things, would we? It talks about in the word that to some we are the fragrance of Christ and to others we are a stench. And do you know to whom we smell sweet? We do smell sweet to God when we are Christians. We also smell sweet to other Christians. So all of us here should smell sweet to each other. And to some, we are a stench. Do you know what a stench means? It means smell bad, kind of like stinky pigs, right? And do you know who, when we walk by, who maybe we smell that way to? To people that don't know the Lord yet. Then we smell bad. Okay. It says in the word here that if we have bitter envy and selfishness, ambition in your heart, don't boast and deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and every evil practice. We don't want that, do we? We don't want that kind of wisdom. When we pray for wisdom, who do we want the wisdom to come from? From God. And it says in James 1:8, it says, if you lack wisdom, pray and ask God for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. But don't doubt. Because then you're like a ship in the sea being tossed about by the waves. So we want God's wisdom. We don't want earthly wisdom, do we? And the wisdom from above is first pure, and then peace-loving and gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, and without pretense. That sounds like better wisdom, doesn't it? Yeah, that's the kind of wisdom we want. Sounds kind of like the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12, 18 to 20. But as it is, God has arranged each of the parts in the body just as he wants them. And if they were all the same, where would the body be? If we started erasing parts on here, and again, we didn't have any hands or any feet or anything like that, we wouldn't be much of a body, would we? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Do we need our, can the eye say that? The eye could say that, but, well, he couldn't say that because that's what the mouth does is talk, right? So he can't say that. So I don't need you, the eye might say. Or again, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. What if when you took your shoes off, your feet came off with them, and you put them in your backpack, would that be very easy to get around? No. The feet have to stay connected, don't they? Absolutely. What was that, Hazel? It would hurt. It would hurt if we took our feet off. Some people have to if they have their leg amputated, don't they? They have to get prosthesis and stuff and learn how to walk over all over again. But in general, we want our feet to stay on. Instead, we're in 1 Corinthians 12. Let me see if I'm on the right spot here. 12, 24 to 26. Instead, God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the less honorable, so that there would be no division in the body. And it talks about in Psalm 133 that unity commands a blessing. So we don't want disunity, do we? We want to. What happens when you argue and fight at home? Does that ever happen in your house? Yeah? Bennett? He says yes. Yeah, I think if everybody were honest here, it happens in everybody's house. A little arguing and fighting once in a while. But it doesn't bring happiness and joy, does it? So God wants each body part to get along, to recognize the other parts and appreciate the job that they do. One isn't greater than the others. We can't function without each other, can we? God says he has put the body together, giving greater honor to the less honorable, as so that there would be no division in the body, but the members would have the same concern for each other. So that if one member suffers, all the members suffer. So we've had a lot of suffering going on in our church. We had Roxanne had surgery. We had Phyllis had surgery. We had Ray had surgery. We had a lot of suffering going on. Who? David. Oh, I did not know that. Okay, so David Reed apparently broke his shoulder. Anyway, so there's suffering. So when one body hurts parts, we all hurt for them, don't we? Bennett, when you were over the other night, you got a sticker in your finger, didn't you? Did it hurt? Where did you feel the pain? He was helping Wayne with the fire. So he felt the pain in his finger, but he kind of felt it. Did you feel it kind of all over your body? Like, have you ever got a paper cut and it just wakes you up in the middle of the night? Like, how can that happen? Stub your toe? Your whole body hurts. So when something happens in this body, in Friendship Assembly, we all hurt for the person that's hurting. And what can we do about that? What can we do when one part of the body hurts? Can you think of anything?
Pray.
We can pray for them. What else could we do? Josie?
Help them.
We could help them. If we know there's something we can do to help them, we could bring them a meal, or we could say, can I help you do your chores or something? Yeah, we could do something for them. Hazel wants me to help her do her chores. What'd you say, Josie?
Giving them hair if they were bald.
Give them? Oh! Or a hat. Or a hat. Yes, that would work too. So, and then it also says in the word that if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it because we're happy for them. We're happy that Brian and Michelle got a new house and they're getting moved. And we're happy and sad for Phyllis for the same reason. We'd be happier if she could commute every week. We get a robot? Okay. We could. That's another body and that's another thing. Oh, FaceTime. There we go. Anyway, there's all different parts, and there's all different, people have all different functions and all different gifts, just like a human body does. Now, you are the body of Christ and individual members of it, and God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, next miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, leading, various kinds of tongues. So can you think of anybody in the church that has those giftings? Anybody? Who is a teacher in church? Michelle? Me? Yeah, Michelle. Who else? Like, who has the gifts of miracles and healings? What? Brittany, yes, she does. And who else, Josie? Who is up front? Don and Sandy, they a lot of times pray for people. And Wayne and I, we've seen a lot of people healed miraculously, especially when we've been on the, yes, Bennett? Paul, and Pam is a good teacher, isn't she? There's a lot of, and then how about the gift of, gifts of helping. Yes, Josie. You help a lot. Nolan, all you kids help a lot. But how about Jeff? He helps a lot, doesn't he? He comes and cleans the church. And Bill, he comes and helps clean the church and mows the lawn. And Phyllis, she helps do the bulletin, keep things in order around here. She's really the head of the church. And then there's Tom and Roxanne, and they do helping with the sound and keeping things running. Tom is also helps lead by helping get the search, the pastoral search. Jaden and Josh, they're like, Josh, we need something done. Jane, we need something moved. They're on the ball right away. Lance, he helps pay the bills so that keep the lights on, all those things. And there's lots of people that pray. That is so helpful, isn't it? Because without the prayer, communicating with God, we wouldn't get that wisdom from him, would we? So we're thankful for each and every person. What do you think? In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, "For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greeks, whether slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink." Do you think that some body parts are more important to God than others? Are some people in the church more important than others? Wait. Yeah, Josie? You think you're more important than others? Okay. They were all equal. What about, do you think that the president is more important than the than anybody in the church here? No, no. Do you think, what about Billy Graham? He led a lot of people to the Lord. Franklin Graham, he does the shoe boxes. Do you think they're more important than anybody in the church here? No. Maybe. Bennett says maybe. When you guys have a talk this afternoon. Nope. Nobody is more important to God than the other person. But everybody is important to God. And every job that he gives people to do is very important to him. Because if Lance decided he wasn't going to do his job, and we came and there was no heat, no air conditioner, no lights, it wouldn't be very comfortable, would it? And if Phyllis decided she wasn't going to print a bulletin, we wouldn't know what's going on. We wouldn't know who to pray for. If somebody didn't come up and speak, we'd probably call on you kids to start speaking. Okay? Well, you will just have to ask God. He'll have to give it to you, right? So we're all equally important, even though some may seem God has called us in advance and he's given us different jobs to do. And those jobs are all important as a body. We can't function without the people. And so we are equally important to God. And what is the we're going to go to the last slide, 1 Corinthians 13:1. Says, if we speak human or angelic tongues, but do not have love, we're a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I was going to try and get a gong. Do you remember that gong show? Any of you that are old enough? Or cymbals, crash. If we help others, and remember we said when one person was suffering that we could do something for them, but if we just do it because we have to, do you think that makes God happy or makes the person feel loved? No. We need to ask God to put his love in our hearts for not just the body, but also for those people that are lost. And that's a gifting. Don demonstrates that gifting of evangelism, where he tells people about the Lord. If people don't hear about the Lord, how can they believe in him, right? How can we go to heaven if we don't hear about the Lord? That's right. Well, let's close in prayer. And then if there's any of you that don't know what your spiritual gifting is, you heard the kids saying who has prophetic giftings. Brittany, apparently, and Don and Sandy, Wayne. Just go to them and ask them to pray for you. And ask God yourself, what is my gifting? What is my purpose in this body? How do you want to use me? Because we need each and every one of you to be using your giftings so that we can function as a healthy, happy, joyful church representing the body of Christ and growing and bringing more members in. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for each one that's here today. We thank you that no matter how small, how big, how old, how young, we thank you, Lord, that you have promised that you give each one gifts. And so, Father, I just pray that you will reveal more and more what the giftings are that you have for each one in this body, and that we'll be joyful and content in doing the things that you've called us to do. May you bless each one in this week ahead. May we have ears to hear from you, eyes to see, and may our hearts be ever joyful and full of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.